blessings of light and welcome this week, the beginning of the fifth month. We are now moving into the development of mastery. I want to congratulate all of you on your success for persisting in the course to this fifth month. You are gaining great powers that you have not yet witnessed. You are enhancing within you great awareness which has not come to full fruition yet. Do not be impatient with your practices. Be patient and loving with yourself. Practice your disciplines to the best of your ability. Do not play any shame games and guilty games on yourself. You're okay right now. Once I was studying with a master named Supermunium on the island of Kauai he lived. And he used to come to Oahu. Well, I first met him through his tape course, mastership course. And Supermunium used to live in Virginia City. And every time he would go to his grandmother's house, they had to come down this road from Virginia City, and there was large cliffs. Well, he would get very panicky about it, and he'd hold on real tight, and his lips would turn white. I'd probably white knuckle, white lips. You ever had that? You know what that is. And so one day he was going back, and this little voice inside to him said, "You know, you're okay right now." And he realized, "I'm okay right now. I'm okay right now." See, we're okay right now. We can think our way into a lot of trouble. Now what we're going to do is we're going to continue with the rules of mind. Last week we ended on rule 19, and now we are going to rule 20. See, these are rules of mind to begin with. That is for the physical, something solid. But then they will become principles in your mind. Then they will become power in your spirit. Rules, principle, power. 20. A proper and clear-cut suggestion is important to your mind. If you do not state a distinct and powerful auto-suggestion, the mind will start its own suggestion to you, and you will be governed by your mind. But do not let your mind be governed by your little ego or your conditioned reactions. You govern your mind consciously. See, government of your mind is very important to govern your mind. If you let your conditioned reactions and your impulses and compulsions, your defensive reaction, your inherited tendencies, your instinctive mind, or some other level to run your conscious mind, then you will become a victim of the mind. And the mind then will be controlling you, and you'll be at the whims of the mind. It'll be thinking this and thinking that, and your emotions will follow, and your knowledge will follow ideas, and you'll be stuck in that area of consciousness. It's important to command your mind with a proper and clear and distinct suggestion. Be positive in your suggestion. Be positive. We are a positive power on earth for God. Never forget you are a positive power for God upon this planet. 21. The superconscious mind is the mind that manifests superconsciousness. A man cannot attain this mind through concentration, contemplation, and meditation. I mean, a man can attain this mind through concentration. Some men can't, I'll tell you. Some cannot get a hold of this area of mind through concentration because it waves. You lose your point of view. So let's begin with 21 again. The superconscious mind is the mind that manifests superconsciousness. Well, that first statement kind of threw me, because what else would the superconscious mind do but be superconscious? So I guess that's to bring that to our attention. Man can only attain this mind through concentration, contemplation, and meditation. In this state of superconscious mind, one perceives infinite magnetic currents around and within oneself. One sees an expression of peace and happiness. In this state, all physical and mental disease and all burdens are eliminated. One feels freedom within oneself. One attains unbelievable powers. No one can describe the boundaries of the infinite. The aim of concentration, meditation, and contemplation is to reach the superconscious mind. Do not forget your goals. You have short-range goals and an ultimate goal. The ultimate goal in I have chosen for my existence is to be totally in the oneness of God, to never fall back into a lesser state of consciousness again, to walk with God and talk with God. So God is my goal. This is where I'm going, but this is where I'm at. My goal is in me, already attained, and I am moving towards a greater expansion and awareness of that goal. See the goals already attained within your own consciousness. God is the goal. But you may have a short-range goal of manifesting your superconscious mind, or your psychic abilities, or your spiritual powers. Do not make these the ultimate reality. If you fail, where can you go? Number 22. The discharge of psychic energy through the Kundalini path, the central nervous system, manifests awakening consciousness. And this state of mind is called the conscious mind. It governs the organs of action and the senses up to a certain extent, such as the voluntary muscles, the organs of smell, sight, taste, and hearing, etc. There's a discharge of psychic energy in the spine. This is the what is known as the Kundalini, or the serpentine fire, or the elixir of life, or the raising of the heat in the body, a conscious raising of the Malahara, the fire at the base of the spine, coming up over the spine. By now, in your meditations, you should be reaching this state. If not, expect to reach this state. For through your practices of ascension, you are raising this Kundalini, this serpentine fire, this elixir of life, this power within you upward every time you move over the rainbow bridge. So consciously concentrate at the base of your spine, seeing the energy going up and being released. Command your mind and understand this energy in the spine is a power. 23. The conscious mind tries to follow the reality in life, although it faces great difficulties, sometimes calamity, to follow the truth. Your mind has difficulty finding the truth. There is calamities. There is temptation. There is sidetracking. There is a lost point of view. You can't always be on God if you are having to be on your business, you may think. You can't always be with God when you're thinking about driving your car or working or being with your mate or reading or any of those things. Well, you must cast that awareness out of your consciousness and realize God is with you at all times. Your mind is filled with God. When your consciousness mind, when you feel God in it, you will not face these calamities unaided. You'll be able to move through them in masterful control and turn darkness into light. Turn those negatives into positives. Number 24. The conscious mind operates from the breaking of one sleep to the beginning of another sleep. The sleep state causes an activation, I should say it. It causes the mind to be inactive in the sleep state. It goes to an inert or still state. But the mind is always awake and aware, but you leave the mind. That is the sleep state. When you stay conscious constantly through a practice like temple sleep, then you do not go to a dead sleep of non-recognition or consciousness. The higher you are on the path, the less sleep you need. If you're up in the brow chakra, all you need is 1 or 2 hours rest at night and proper meditation, at least 2.4 hours of meditation a day, because in meditation you can rejuvenate at a quicker rate than you can through a sleep state. You are consciously drawing power rather than letting your body magnetize power by its needs. You consciously draw it, it is drawn quicker. Otherwise, it moves at a slower pace, for the body elemental has to draw it from a subconscious level. Number 25, the conscious mind increases with proper training, education, and good environment. It decreases without training, education, and with unfavorable environment. You must keep your conscious mind in a good environment. Keep a happy mind. Keep a happy and joyful mind. Awake and aware mind. Be kind in the mind. And move the mind in the proper direction by training it through discipline, by educating it, and keeping yourself in a good environment. No one is telling you you have to stay where you're at. You are there by agreement. You may be agreeing thinking the other person has greater power over you, but you are the end authority in your life, and you can do what you want to do and go where you want to go. This is not a license to run over other people. As long as we are not breaking the will of man or God's will, then we can do what we want to do. We have dominion over the earth. But respect your brothers and sisters, for in essence, we are one human body. Number 27. What do you mean 26? Okay, 26. Someone out there thinking it. 26. The conscious mind uses forces of induction and deduction, perception and inference, analyzes and synthesizes, logic and philosophy, science and art. This is the power of the conscious mind. You are blending this with the subconscious mind. You will flow in your talents and your abilities, in your art, your craft, your abilities, as just stated, science, philosophy, whatever you are in, when you have a clear support in your subconscious mind. Be kind to your subconscious mind and let your conscious mind dwell on that direction which you give it. Number 27, the conscious mind wishes to become master of matter and spirit. You have to be very careful of this conscious mind. It cannot master spirit. It cannot master matter. It can only master within its own self. You are the master of the mind. The mind is not your master. You are the master of the mind. And when I say the mind, I mean the infinite intelligence in all things. You are the master of that mind. If you do not master it clearly, then it will seek to master matter. It'll seek to master the spirit and break the spirit even in your own self. So be careful that you command this area of your mind with direct and open suggestions. Number 28. The conscious mind is the waking mind. In the mind of activities. This is the mind of success and failure. In your own consciousness, you hold the keys to success and failure. What kind of thought strata are you entertaining? What kind of energy have you bound up in your mind? Purify your mind. Clean your mind. A pure mind perceives all. Number 30. It has the full freedom to select the divine or the demonic, and it has the powers to accept or reject any path, idea, position, or suggestion at its own disposal. Be careful, and you will have a powerful conscious mind. If you are not careful, full of care about your mind, and really care about the condition of it and where it goes and what it dwells on, if you do not care, then your mind will not care for you. You must be caring about the mind and understand to take care in success. Do not let the failure patterns of the conscious mind disrupt you, who are the master of the mind. You are not your mind. You are not your body. You are spirit divine experiencing the mind and the body. Doesn't that bring a joy to your life? Number 31. The conscious mind cannot remember anything. The conscious mind cannot remember everything at the same time. Its past activities and experiences take the form of memories which are stored up in the subconscious mind. Hence, its memories are limited and imperfect. Its memories is in accordance to the central nervous system. When the central nervous system is degenerated, it forgets everything, even its own individual name, its children, its family, its city, its county, etc. Senility sets in. If you do not command your mind and keep it strong, don't let it get degraded. Do not let it fall into a injured state and leave it there. You know, people can say things to you and injure your mind. You must purify your mind. See, the mind can be healed instantly. It takes time to heal the body because the body is in time and space and circumstance. The mind is beyond time and space and circumstance. Everything that went on before is still going on in your subconscious mind. It never stopped. You're just at this point of consciousness, at this time and space, but if you would remove yourself from this time and space, you could see the future, you could see the past, you could see the present, and realize you are the witness to these three aspects of your expression as an individual conscious manifestation of God, not bound by time and space and circumstance, but infinite and eternal and everlasting in your individuality. Master of all areas of mind. I remember seeing my grandfather at age 95, just before he passed away. Well, I visited him, and 6 months later I visited him, and he said to my grandmother, "Who is that stranger out there in the hall?" And she says, "Well, it's one of your favorite grandsons." And he says, "Do I have grandsons?" Well, I've seen it in action. Do not let your mind go that way. Number 32. The conscious mind has unlimited powers. Hence, it performs every action. Whether you stay conscious in your conscious mind or drift down to your unconscious mind, your conscious mind is performing the actions. Understand this. It is consciousness moving. It is consciousness moving over awareness in time and experiences. It is this consciousness of mind that is flowing over and in and through things and picking up vibrations and perceptions, and you, the self, are perceiving this play of consciousness between the mind and matter, between the mind and spirit. But you are the benefactor of these experiences. Know that you have unlimited powers in your conscious mind. You're not even bound to your location. Have you ever sent a thought to a loved one? Number 33. The conscious mind is the cause of bondage and freedom of the self. If it selects the material and lower way of life, the self goes into bondage, and vice versa. If it selects the spiritual and higher way of life, it liberates the self. You must give direction to your mind. If it is going downward and into the lower fields, you must put it back on the path by feeding it right resolve through the scriptures, through truth, through your right disciplines and actions. Number 34. The conscious mind is the leading power and the leader of all states and all minds. The conscious mind. Not the unconscious mind, but the subconscious mind. You need this power of will. Are you realizing that in the conscious mind is the volition power of will, the movement of will? And when you are in control of your conscious mind, you are in control of your willpower. If you do not command your mind, you will find that you lack willpower, lack confidence in yourself. But as soon as you begin to command your mind in a loving, in wisdom, in a truthful way, you will find your mind responding and giving you those things. Nothing can gravitate to your mind unless you hold it in it. Number 35. The mind can transform poison into nectar and nectar into poison, heaven into hell and hell into heaven, life into death and death into life, mortality into immortality, immortality into mortality. In short, it has the power and full freedom to become the highest on the way to God or the lowest into the demonic. The mind has great potentials in either direction. You have a free will choice. Make this choice for your mind. You are the self governing this great power. Some ancient wisdoms said it was like riding a great steed. At first you got thrown around by it, but soon that steed was at every command, movement with your slightest movement. You just had to move your leg a little bit to go to the right or to the left. You didn't have to jerk anymore, you see. Well, the same with your conscious mind. When you first begin to try to tame it down and control it, it's going to jump around. The little rebel's going to come out. You know, you have to get rid of the rebel. Then the bully's going to come out. You got to watch the bully. Then you got to watch out. He's got a junkyard dog back there. Number 36. 35? Mm-hmm. Okay, 35. Well, we're getting it. The conscious mind can transform poison into nectar. This is what I just said, or nectar into poison. Number 36. The conscious mind constitutes the gross body. The conscious mind is attuned to the central nervous system, the gross body. There is a subtle body, a subtler body, and a subtlest body. But the gross body is constitutes this mind, this conscious mind that you are working with. And you draw things out of your unconscious or your superconscious or your psychic mind. Number 37. The psychic energy discharged through the autonomic nervous system, which has its center in the central nervous system, constitutes the subconscious mind. Did you want to know where the electromagnetic currents flow in the subconscious mind? It is the psychic discharge in the autonomic nervous system. That level just below the conscious mind. The autonomic or subconscious mind. And so the psychic discharge comes up through the spine in the center. Finer than that in the center is the mukta or spiritual charge. Number 38. The subconscious mind is divided into three divisions. And this is what we were just saying. The subtle, the subtler, and the subtlest. I was told not to say the subtle, and the subtler, and the subtlest. So I'm going to say to you the subtler, and the subtle, subtler, and subtlest. The first two constitute a subtle body, and the last the causal body. Your causal body of light is that fine essence of spirit about you. When you first get contact with it, it is ascended and above you. You must practice until it comes down and surrounds you to incorporate your spiritual and mental and physical bodies into one area, that you're not disconnected with your I am or causal body floating above you. The power of these practices is to raise up, and you come from that area. You are raising vibration. By raising vibration, you're magnetizing the God self around the physical body and the physical body's attention to the God self, and there is a union, a mystical union, that takes place. When you merge with the God self, you'll realize that you are God in totality. Do not try to come back in your ego and express this. Many have lost their heads, their kingdoms, their empires, thinking they are the only God. We are all able to be in that composite beingness of oneness that encompasses all human form, all material substance, all mental and spiritual essences. Number 37. Oh, I just read that. Number 39. All involuntary actions of the body are governed by the subconscious mind, such as the involuntary muscles, the organs, the functions of the heart, the lungs, the digestive system, the metabolic system, the kidneys, the endocrine glands. All of these glands, organs, systems of the body are operated at an autonomic or subconscious level. You're not consciously beating your heart or digesting your food. These things are being done for you by your subconscious mind. When you are consciously aware of these things, you have merged the conscious and subconscious mind. When you're conscious of your habits, your conditioned reaction, your inherited tendencies, your outward expression, movement of your hands, your eyes, and your face and everything, when you're conscious of all these things, you are now blending the conscious and subconscious minds. So be aware of everything you do. Don't take one step unless you know exactly where you're going. You may step right into a hole. Number 40. The subconscious mind works constantly in the waking, dream, sound, and deep sleep states. Also in shock, coma, and accident, the autonomic system is carrying on. There are people that are in comas. I remember once when I was a chef many, many years ago, before I became a God man on the path to God consciousness, and I was working in a nursing home. We had several beds with people in comas, and we had to fix meals for them, and they were fed their meals intravenously, or some of them were even fed them in a soft form. But they were not there. The autonomic body was taken over and running this physical body. The autonomic was running it. Have you ever been on autonomic? 41. In prolonged coma or amnesia, the subconscious mind continues to act, and consequently the body continues to breathe and the heart continues to circulate blood. In short, all involuntary functions are in operation. Number 42. The conscious mind has infinite power to alleviate pain and suffering, and mental worries cease to operate. When the subconscious mind takes over and one is in this state, it is called unconscious. When you are taken out of your conscious state and the into the subconscious, you become unconscious. Have you ever been running in your mind in that unconscious state and walked into somebody? Drove past your place to get off on the road or the freeway, passed up your goal, you went unconscious for a moment, you kind of blacked out for a minute, and now you've come back, you wonder where you're at. You see, that's what happens when you drop down into that unconscious level. People can be talking to you and they start shouting, "Oh, I didn't hear you." They're right here because you're unconscious. It means you're not conscious any longer. This unconscious state is a dark state. It's a black state. It doesn't give you any witness to anything. It steals all the reflections of light that you have no ability to perceive. Number 3. The subconscious mind has absolute control over all functions and sensations in the body. All the functions of your body are controlled by this subconscious mind. 44. The subconscious mind is the eternal storehouse of all memories, activities, and experiences. It projects them through conscious waking, dream, and sound sleep states. When you're dreaming, when you're having those deep trainings on the inner planes, it's coming from that subconscious or superconscious state. If you reach that superconscious state, you can be conscious in your subconscious when you're out of your physical body. You can go and be conscious of areas of your memories and awareness when you are not aware of your physical body. You can dream. You can dream at a complete leaving of your physical body, or you can be sitting in a room daydreaming. But you can be in this altered state of consciousness from your conscious awareness of all things. So consciousness can get bound up in the subconscious. Make sure there's a balance there, that you keep conscious all around you, 365 degrees. In all directions. Number 44. The subconscious mind is the eternal storehouse of all memories, as we've said, and activities. Now remember, every action you take is also going into that subconscious mind. Not only the memories, but actions. Not only these actions, but everything you experience is recorded there. You see, if you're in the room and something's going on across the room and that catches your attention, you experience that. That's also going in your subconscious mind. That's why you don't like to be around argumentative energies or disruptive forces or uncontrolled emotional power. You see, because these things affect the mind. They affect the subconscious mind. And the subconscious mind is the basis of your actions. You could not eat or walk or sleep or do anything without that power in the subconscious mind. Number 45, the conscious mind is answerable to all suggestions, whether they are given mentally, verbally, or environmentally, if they are given properly. See, your mind will answer to all the suggestions. It'll give you some awareness, a reflection, an ability to ascertain what is happening in that particular area of consciousness. When you are working with your conscious mind, mental commands, just thinking it in your mind, that will impregnate it. Or you may say it physically, or you may have things in your environment, like a picture of a holy being, that will activate your mind. Number 46. Dream and sound sleep are the special modifications of the subconscious mind. These are special modifications. This dream and sound sleep state. When you're in a sound sleep state, there's an area of the subconscious mind that blocks out all vibrations. And you enter into that area. It's completely isolated from all areas. Well, I don't like to go there myself. I didn't ever want to be unconscious of the presence of God, and I like to be conscious 24 hours a day. I practiced until I attained this state of consciousness. Through practice, you can attain supernatural powers in your mind. Number 47. The subconscious mind will react according to the intensity, amount, and degree of suggestion. If suggestions are strong and immediate, it will respond strong and immediately. If they are medium in degree and weak, they will respond in this medium and weak state. If they are in a dominant state, it will register them as a dominant state, or dormant, I should say. If they are in a dormant state, the subconscious mind will register them dormant, and you will not take any action. A dead thought. One is not going to move. It's like when you have indecision, you freeze a thought. And if you do not have a decision, then you will cause that to become a dead thought laying in your consciousness. Something will resurrect it someday again. But what it's doing, meanwhile, is taking thought strata, attention, and energy and consciousness to hold it into manifestation. You should clear these old types of thoughts from your mind. Be freed from the past forever. Number 48. The subconscious mind is without name, form, or personality, while the conscious mind has name, form, and personality. The subconscious mind works like God and does not demand any reward, while the conscious mind works like man and does not want to do anything without reward, remuneration, or equal reward. I want to get something out of this, the conscious mind says. If I do this for you, you've got to do this for me. See, the subconscious mind gives like God gives. But our conscious mind is a taker. It wants to take, or wants to have equality, equal reward. It wants to have remuneration, something, compensation for everything it does. Do not let this area of mind master you. Be clear in your God-conscious mind. Number 49. When the conscious and subconscious minds meet, they are transformed into super consciousness. Awake and aware. You can be super conscious in a very small space, or you could be super conscious in the most expanded space. Your super consciousness is not limited except by your own focus. 50. The super conscious mind has eternal existence, eternal knowledge, eternal consciousness, eternal peace, eternal happiness, eternal blessings, and eternal electromagnetic influence and control over all states of mind. It is the last law giving full freedom to the student, the seekers of truth. Success depends on your manifestation of your super conscious mind on the path to God. You should do everything in your effort now in your development of mastery to master your conscious and subconscious minds and to operate from your super conscious state. Remember, the mind holds all things in form. Purify your mind. If you do not tell it to release something, it will hang on till your dying day, and you will face it in those last moments. Everything that you did not resolve. Live in right resolve so you can have an instant conscious movement to God. You see, a lot of people go unconscious and then go to God. In this church, we practice conscious ascension. We ask God to give us awareness when we leave this dimension that we never break contact with the presence of God. We may lose our bodies, we may lose the emotions and patterns of the mind, but we in our consciousness stay with God and make these transitions into the higher light. May God's great and Holy Spirit guide you. May you live and move and have your being in the light. Remember these rules of mind. Through right resolve, you are the master of your mind. Blessings of light.